Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon, WTIC. Every week at this time, we're joined, most weeks anyway, by Joe Markley, former state senator, all-around smart guy, informed on state issues, and with unusual insights, having spent time in government. Joe, nice to have you back.
Hey, pleasure to be with you, and I hope I do not cause the whole system to crash as I did last week.
Wow, that was amazing. What a bad omen you were.
Yeah, I felt kind of personally responsible. I thought, I've been listening to this show for years. I never had anything happen like that except when I was on it. So
imagine that. So the state budget, on the other hand, you've somehow blessed, and revenues are running ahead of usual, and that's providing the state with a rosier picture. Can you explain that to us?
Well, I can, and it was a story I saw today in the Connecticut Mirror. I didn't see it anywhere else, about new revenue projections and the fact that the income tax filings, because the stock market continues to do well, have been higher than projected. And in the Mirror, this was being cast as, you know, great news on the budget. But I think rosy is not a word that ever applies to the Connecticut budget, at least in these times. And I think there's a certain amount of false security around this. And I've been warning that next year the incoming legislature is going to face a big deficit in the budget they have to put together. And it's the last thing that the incumbent Democrats want to talk about. It's the last thing the governor wants to talk about. He wants to talk about the coronavirus. He wants to talk about these new good projections. They don't want to talk about the fact that we've still got a huge problem. I mean, the rosy news is we've got a $1.3 billion deficit in the current budget, the fiscal year that began on June 30th. So our current year is still deeply out of whack. And the projection for the two-year budget that the governor has to put together in February is still to be $4 billion out of whack. And the good news about all that is that we have $3.1 billion in the rainy day fund. But still, if you take $1.3 current year deficit plus $4 billion in the upcoming budget, that's still a $5.3 billion deficit with a $3.1 billion rainy day fund. That's a big gap. It's a couple of billion dollars. And to cover that with a tax increase would require a big tax increase, not the largest one in state history, but maybe the second largest one in state history. And that is what is considered,
yes, but,
in Connecticut, a good projection.
Well, but if you're Jolly Ned, who's been overseeing the destruction of the state's economic situation for the last 7 months with great vigor, the fact that you're not going to be held liable for what might have been much worse, that's got to be some relief. Isn't that a reasonable way to look at it?
Well, he will be held when he shows up with a budget in February that includes tax increases. At that point, people are going to say, hey, what happened? And he'll say, gee, no one saw this coming. The problem is, if we don't elect some more Republicans in the General Assembly, there's not going to be anyone there. There's not going to be enough people there to resist the tax increase. And this is the subject that I think Republican candidates ought to be talking about, and I think it's the subject that voters ought to be looking at before they cast their ballots.
So if you were out there campaigning right now, Joe Markley, what would your pitch be? Articulate that message if you're going door to door.
I have had the simplest pitch every time I ran, going back to 1984, my first time. I will not vote to raise your taxes or increase state spending by one dime. And people will say, how can you promise not to raise taxes? There's two buttons in front of you, a red one and a green one. I'm not going to push the green button if there's a tax increase in front of me. We've got
But what's the pitch about? What's the pitch if you're a Republican running right now to accentuate the importance of that point? You've got to make the point that Democrats are determined to raise taxes, right? There's a big tax hike coming. If Jolly Ned and his Democratic plunderers have their way, they will be plundering for more money because they haven't had a tax increase in months.
You've got to say, ask my opponent, can my opponent give his word or her word that they won't raise taxes? And make sure that question gets asked of your opponent at candidate forums. And it worked for me in 2010. I was running against a fellow who had a pretty conservative record as a Democrat, but he could not bring himself to say, I will not vote to raise your taxes, because he knew what the pressures would be in his own party. And that's really the problem. And this is the big difference between the parties, Todd. I mean, in the end, the Republicans generally will stand up against a tax increase, and the Democrats overwhelmingly will go in favor of it. And it's the same choice we've got at the national level. Say what you want about the character of any given candidate. The question is, do you want more government or less government? And
is there any
you get less.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. No,
with
you
Republicans.
Hope you get less.
Yes, and it's a good point to make that Republicans can be squishy on taxes or other bad things, and it requires a energized, attention-paying electorate to make sure that they don't betray us. So, all right. That's good news. Let's talk more about this when we continue with Joe Markley. Let's just get a quick weather update, and then we'll be better positioned, I think, to move forward, because he's good at this. So, Joe, you make a pretty good argument for what Republicans need to be saying. Why is it that Democrats are so devoted to this business model, and is this business model running? So they've been on a nonstop, keep raising taxes, keep giving bigger payments out to their special interest voters. They've been doing this for years on a straight line up. Is that running out of steam, that business model? Because it sure feels to me that if, say, Ned proposes the tax increases to cover a couple billion dollars in deficit next year that you're talking about, what exactly is the potential for that working out well for Democrats? Is it possible that you can't do this anymore? That, because it feels to me like the money doesn't exist, that the people don't have the money to pay any more taxes.
Well, the people don't have the money, and what's worse, Todd, is the state economy cannot stand it. I was elected, I went back to the legislature in 2010. In 2011, we had a $3 billion tax increase. And I think a lot of voters felt like, oh, well, there was a big problem and we had to do it. In 2015, we had a tax increase in the range of $2 billion. In 2017, with the support of the majority of the Republicans, we had another tax increase of about $750 million. We've had three big tax increases, let's say two big ones and one medium-sized one, in 10 years. And what are we looking at? We're looking at another deficit next year. Not only is it taking money out of our pockets, it's not solving the problem. It's making the problem worse. And at a certain point, voters have to look at their own legislators and say, did you vote for it or didn't you vote for it? And if you voted for it, I'm sick of it. I can't take it anymore. I'm getting rid of you. I don't care how nice a guy you are. We always talk about this. The trouble is people say, gee, my legislator came to my son's court of honor when he became an Eagle Scout. He knocked on my door. He showed up at the Kiwanis Club. Fine. I'm glad he's a nice guy. But he's killing the state of Connecticut if he's voting for tax increases. And they've got to draw a clear line. And the Republicans have to do their part, too. The Republicans have to say, if the Democrats are determined to be the pro-tax party, we are just as determined to be the anti-tax, cut-the-budget party. And I think we win with that. The biggest problem we've got, Todd, is the lousy economy and the tax increases that have destroyed opportunity in Connecticut have driven our own voters out of state. The people that are leaving are the people that are working hard and want to get ahead, or are looking for opportunities, that want to start businesses. So those are Republican voters. The people that are the Democrats have made dependent in the big cities are not going anywhere. And so each time this happens, on one hand, more voters can and should come our way. But on the other hand, more of our own people are disappearing on us.
Is this it sounds like what you're saying is that those three big tax increases, that they created their own diminishing returns, that they went over the peak at some point. They jumped the tax shark with those Malloy tax hikes and then the Lamont tax hike last year, tax hikes last year. And what you're saying is now we get diminishing returns. So tax hikes aren't even an answer. Is that your argument?
That is my argument. You know, this goes back to supply side economics and the Laffer curve. People like to demonize supply side economics, but I think the Laffer curve is impossible to deny. And that simply says there's a point in raising taxes of diminishing returns, just as you said. So if we said we're going to put a 100% tax increase, a 100% tax on any profit that a restaurant makes, let's say, right? You would have no restaurants. You wouldn't get any revenue from that at all. And you could back that down, but somewhere there's a sweet spot where you'd say, okay, this tax gets the maximum amount of tax without discouraging people. But in Connecticut, we've been above. The reason I said in 1984 I wouldn't vote for a tax increase when taxes were much lower is we were already taxing too high. And the states that have had growth, we see it now, are red states that have managed to keep taxes low. And it's an easy lesson. It's why we were successful in the first place. All those years without a state income tax, we were something special. We couldn't, the powers that be, the big government people, couldn't resist opening that spigot. And we, since the state income tax passed, Todd, we have been dead last in economic growth. So that's an indication of what tax policy does to economic growth.
We're talking to former state senator Joe Markley. He was a candidate for lieutenant governor last time around. What exactly would you do to turn this thing around? If you had the magic wand for the ship of state of Connecticut, what would you do to correct it? And I know the answer lies in lower taxes, but how do you get from here to there? I'm looking for a practical answer for while you're in a bad economy, while you're in a bad fiscal situation, that is, revenues aren't as high as costs, the water's coming in. You've got a big hole in the roof and it's raining out. How do you start reconfiguring the house at that moment?
I think the first thing you got to do, Todd, is you've got to sell the people of Connecticut on what it is you intend to undertake. And that would be a substantial cut in the state budget. And a cut that I guarantee you would in some ways be a painful cut, because we're at the point now, if I could use an ugly analogy, but it's like we've left a tumor grow. And it's so big now that in order to take it out, we're going to have to really make a big incision. You've got to go on TV and say, look, I'm going to do some things policy-wise to get us through this current deficit so that I don't have to raise taxes. And it's going to be difficult for some programs, and it's going to be difficult for some people, and it's not going to be possible to do it perfectly. But we've got to break this cycle, and we've got to go cold turkey. It's like saying, it's like somebody who's trying to stop drinking, and they say, gee, I feel so lousy. If I could just have one, then I'd have the strength to face the day. The time comes when you say, I can't have even one to make me feel better. I got to ride this out. And that's what the state of Connecticut has to do. You have to get the people behind you. You have to get through a tax cycle without raising taxes. Then you can start reducing taxes little by little. Tom Foley had a very clear idea for this. When I talked to him, he said, if we could have zero budget increase for 4 years, our deficit problem would be over without a tax increase. And I truly believe that. The number one thing is get spending under control. And at this point, we might be saying, when you talk about cutting the budget, even a couple of percentage is tough, but that would be enough to solve the problem, to get us through the crisis.
Attack of the problem, well, you use the drinking analogy, and there's that saying from those in that business that you can't get somebody to fix a problem that they don't admit to. And how do you, it's tough enough to get one junkie or one alcohol addict to face up to the truth of their situation? How do you get a state in which some big portion of the voters believe that they deserve more money from the state every year? How do you make that turnaround?
Well, you have to assume that the majority of people in this state are putting in more than they're taking out still. And I believe that's the case. And I think that the working people of Connecticut who've been struggling would want that tax relief. And I think they believe that their state government is taking too much out of their pockets and not delivering anything like what they're paying for. What they have to be convinced of, Todd, is not so much that what they themselves are going to lose, because that's not the problem. What they have to be convinced is that the stories they're going to see on TV about cuts to this program and cuts to that program, we'll do our best, but you're going to have to absorb that and not fall for this idea that somehow we're letting down the citizens of Connecticut. In the long run, it's the only way forward for the citizens of Connecticut is economic growth. That's the only solution to our problems, to our social problems, our economic problems, our problems of equality, is economic growth and the opportunity that it brings. And unless we fix that, this ship will just continue sinking.
All right, Joe Markley, well done. Always good to talk with you. Appreciate you laying all that out for us. It's not a happy picture, and thank you for the clarification. We'll talk to you again next week.
We need some tough people, and I hope that some of them get elected this time around, Todd.
Yes, sir. There is an important state election coming up. We need to elect Republicans. Get energized. Send money. Help everybody out.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.